His books are called Salvation is from the Jews and Honey from the Rock. He's a regular on EWTN. It's always great to have Roy Shulman with us on the Sunrise Morning Show. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Over the past couple of days, the Holy Father has written to the bishops in regards to the lifting of the excommunications on the bishops of the Society of St. Pius X. What do you think that he was seeking to clarify here?
First of all, it's an incredibly beautiful letter, but I think what he was, first of all, trying to do was apologize, which was a, you know, beautiful, heartwarming gesture in itself. But the other thing is he was trying to make the distinction between what he was doing towards individuals, in other words, lifting the excommunication against the four bishops of the society who had been ordained as bishops without the Vatican's approval, and that excommunication was a disciplinary measure against individuals, and he was lifting that disciplinary measure against individuals as a gesture of reconciliation. But that had nothing to do with changing the status of the Society of St. Pius X with respect to the Church, and it had nothing to do with the underlying doctrinal difficulties, which was keeping their reconciliation with the Church. It was just the first step towards addressing those. But it was purely enacted on with respect to individuals and not the institution.
That is a very important distinction and one that's really pretty misunderstood. I wonder if you think it was legitimate that the Holocaust denial of Bishop Williamson became the focus of these efforts toward reconciliation.
It's a very complicated issue. There are a couple of things going on there. One is that, well, first of all, I mean, no, it wasn't legitimate that issue should become the focal point with respect to the reconciliation, but it was understandable that the Jewish community should have, reacted with a very strong, visceral, negative reaction and felt very threatened by it. And then what happened, I think, is that a liberal contingent in the church who was opposed to the, you know, what they saw as a conservative trend reemerging in the church, jumped on the bandwagon and used this as an excuse to promote their agenda and use it as an excuse to attack Pope Benedict and his stress on orthodoxy.
Let's talk a little bit about Bishop Williamson. What do you think brings someone to the point of denying something as obviously historical as the Holocaust?
Boy, it's corny to say, but I don't think it's separable from anti-Semitism. I don't think it can be viewed as purely an observation or an interpretation of, course, you know, quote, historical facts, close quote, because the historical facts are far too overwhelming. To deny the Holocaust, you have to really believe that everything the world is taught in history is a conspiracy, and that there's this massive worldwide conspiracy going on, you know, to fictionalize history. And, of course, if you view the Holocaust as part of that fiction, then the agents behind this conspiracy are the Jews.
And do you think this exposure of Bishop Williamson's blatant anti-Semitism could have any positive aspects to it?
Oh, I think it has a number of positive aspects, because Bishop Williamson is not operating in a vacuum. He's actually the heir to a stream of, you could call it theological anti-Semitism, which has been an unfortunate fact in some quarters of the Catholic Church for centuries. And I think he absorbed that theology. There's some rather horrifying theological statements about the Jews that have come out from the Society of St. Pius X, calling them, in fact, the people of iniquity and the source, frankly, the source of all evil in the world. And I think that Bishop Williamson kind of had absorbed this and then was propagating it again. And the exposure of this particular incident means that the church will go back and examine that stream and excise it. And in particular, to the extent that that stream influences the theological training within the Society of St. Pius X, I think it will require that be corrected before the Society of St. Pius X can be reintegrated into the church.
Roy, as a Jew who has come into the Catholic Church, how do you feel about the Holy See reconciling with these four bishops?
I feel it's none of my business. How's that?
That's a good answer. But as you mentioned, it doesn't mean that they're accepting the principles that the society has put out there.
Absolutely. I mean, as the Holy Father also said in that beautiful letter that was released yesterday, essentially, he's a shepherd of souls. I mean, the business of the Church is to save souls, and they're, I think the number is 491 SSPX that's the abbreviation for Society of St. Pius X, priests, and a couple of seminaries and a couple of university-level institutions and thousands of lay faithful. And those are all souls who need the bark of Peter, you know, the fullness of the Catholic Church to ensure their salvation. Of course he should do everything possible to bring them back in.
Now, the fallout from this whole thing, of course, has been difficult for the Vatican. Do you think that, or perhaps hope that the Holy See has learned something from this?
I'm sure it has. One of the things that I think it has learned from it and hope it has learned from it is precisely this issue of underlying historical theological anti-Semitism. Another that the Holy Father mentioned explicitly in his letter was they learned that they have to do more research before making these gestures, that had they done their homework, so to speak, they would have uncovered this unfortunate aspect of Bishop Williamson and at least addressed it proactively rather than reactively.
Yeah, he specifically referred to the Internet. So much of this information is available to everyone, so it creates a conflict if the church doesn't seem to be aware of what's going on out there. I wonder if you think that Jewish-Catholic relations can rebound from all this.
They have, and yesterday, in fact, the Pope met with a delegation from the chief rabbinate of Israel and the rabbi who was leading that delegation, Rabbi Cohen of Haifa, said that the crisis was absolutely over and essentially that relations have never been better.
What a blessing. All right. You want to just remind us where we can find your books and what they are?
Sure. My two books, they're both from Ignatius Press, Salvation is from the Jews, The Role of Judaism in Salvation History from Abraham to the Second Coming, Honey from the Rock, 16 Jews Find the Sweetness of Christ, a collection of Jewish Catholic witness testimonies. And I have a website, www.salvationisfromthejews.com, with information on the books and actually also some specific information on this brouhaha about Bishop Williamson.
We put up a link on our blog, sunrisemorningshow.com. Roy, we really appreciate your unique insight into these issues, and we look forward to our next time here on the Sunrise Morning Show.
Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for all you're doing to spread the kingdom.
All right, have a blessed weekend. It's 8:30 on the Sunrise Morning Show. Coming up next, news, weather, and traffic for your Friday and into the weekend.